Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, American Banknote Company Printing Plant. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we uncover the fascinating layers behind Wikipedia articles. Today, we delve into a slice of American industrial history as we explore the American Banknote Company printing plant, an establishment that carries the weight of economic history in its now silent presses. Now, imagine walking down Garrison Avenue in the Bronx, New York. Among the modern buildings, something catches your eye, a structure that exudes early 20th century industrial prowess, with brick walls and large windows now staring out quietly at the passage of time. This is no ordinary building. At one time, it was the beating heart of the American Banknote Company, a place where money was literally made. The American Banknote Company, for those who might not know, was a major player in the engraving and printing industry, specializing in banknotes, stock certificates, and other financial documents. Formed after a merger in 1858, its roots go back even further, connecting a web of companies that exhibits the intricate history of financial printing. But it's the Bronx printing plant that captures our imagination today. Built in 1911, the plant is a powerhouse of history, where impressive feats of printing technology churned out secure financial documents. The significance of the American Banknote Company cannot be overstated. After all, this was a time before digital encryption, when the intricacy of a print and the security of the paper were all that stood between authenticity and forgery. So let's talk design. The plant was designed by Kirby, Petit, and Green, who were known for their industrial work. The building itself is a monument to the Beaux-Arts architectural style, sophisticated and commanding, an image of stability and trust, which were crucial qualities for a company in the business of printing money. Let's ponder this. Have you ever held an old stock certificate or bond in your hands? Beyond its financial value, there's an artistry to it, the detailed engraving, the feel of the paper, that we rarely encounter in today's digital transactions. Don't you think that there's something irreplaceable about the tangible assurance these documents provided? Now, the American Banknote Company was not just a domestic titan. Its name reached far and wide, engraving and printing currencies and securities for countries all over the world. During its peak, the Bronx plant was a site of relentless activity, with skilled craftspeople and artists working alongside machines that represented the pinnacle of printing technology of the time. But by the late 20th century, change was in the air. The world was moving swiftly towards a digital economy, and the demand for such highly specialized printing started to dwindle. By 1985, the American Banknote Company had sold the plant, and the sound of printing presses fell silent. It's interesting to think about these changes, how advances in technology can, in a relatively short time, turn an industry on its head. For listeners who are tech enthusiasts, I ask you, what are the industries today that might be transformed in the next few decades, and what legacies will they leave behind? Now, you might be wondering, what happened to the plant after it closed? What about all that architectural and historical significance? Well, I'm glad to report that the building didn't just fall into obscurity. In 1988, it was designated a New York City landmark, ensuring that its facade would be preserved. And in a twist that resonates with our era's values, the old printing plant found new life as a secure document destruction facility. Yes, you heard that right. The place that once produced valuable securities now ensures their secure disposal. Poetic, isn't it? It's like the cycle of economic life playing out within those very walls. Before we wrap up, let's take a moment to consider the role of legacy. Buildings, like the American Banknote Company printing plant, are time capsules, telling stories about who we were and how we've evolved as a society. What structures in your own city or neighborhood carry such stories? Have you ever stopped to wonder what tales they tell? I hope this episode has given you a glimpse into a world where art met commerce, where craftsmanship was key to security, and where history was printed on paper, one intricate line at a time. As we move further into the digital age, it's places like the American Banknote Company printing plant that remind us of the tactile roots of our economy. Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. If this story of meticulous artistry and industrial transformation intrigues you, I encourage you to head over to Wikipedia to learn more about the American Banknote Company printing plant. If you're listening on a platform where you can comment or share, let us know about the historical industries that fascinate you, or share your thoughts on the crossroads of technology and heritage. And don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the compelling stories behind Wikipedia articles. Until next time, keep wondering, keep learning, and stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, American Banknote Company Printing Plant. Thanks for listening. See you next time.